Welcome to the Catholic News Update for Monday the 14th of November. Pope Benedict used his Sunday Angelus address overnight to remind people that God has given everyone both talents and a mission in life. God calls all men to life and bestows him with talents, while entrusting him with a mission to accomplish, he said. It would be foolish to think that these gifts are due to us, just as our failing to use them would be a dereliction of the goal of our very existence. The Pope drew his observations from Sunday's Gospel passage from St. Matthew, in which Jesus tells the parable of the Master, who goes on a long journey and gives talents to three servants. Pope Benedict said the passage should remind everybody of the transience of earthly existence, given that our final destiny and meaning of life is death followed by final judgment. The third servant lost sight of this, he said, and behaved as if his master would not return, as if there was not a day when he would ask him to account for his activities. The Pope advised that we should live in an attitude of watchfulness, waiting for the second coming of Christ in the constant memory of his first coming. The Pope then quoted from his 6th century predecessor, Pope Gregory the Great, who said that the primary virtue that needs to be preserved and enhanced throughout life is love, both love of friends and enemies. Pope Benedict said that only by practicing charity can we also take part in the joy of our Lord, adding that the Virgin Mary is both an active and joyful teacher supervising our path to union with God. Summing up his thoughts in his address to English-speaking pilgrims after the Angelus, the Pope said that the words of Sunday's Gospel call us to an ever deeper conversion of mind and heart and a more effective solidarity in the service of all our brothers and sisters. The University of Notre Dame, Australia, has welcomed Professor John Finnis as a visiting professor. Professor Finnis is well known for his work in moral, political and legal theory, as well as constitutional law. Professor Celia Hammond, Vice-Chancellor, said his appointment is a major step for the university. John Finnis was born in South Australia and graduated from the University of Adelaide, becoming the 1962 South Australian Rhodes Scholar. Professor Finnis has held positions at a number of eminent universities over four decades, including appointments at Oxford University, the University of California at Berkeley, the University of Adelaide, the University of Malawi, and Boston College. He recently retired from his personal chair of law and legal philosophy in the University of Oxford, where he remains an active teacher and doctoral supervisor as emeritus professor. Professor Finnis said he looks forward to working through some topics of fundamental theoretical importance and some issues of public policy, with particular reference to Australia, at Notre Dame. 10 years after his beatification, an Italian blessed is getting closer to becoming a saint. Alfonso Maria Fusco founded the Congregation of the Sisters of San Giovanni Battista. Over the years, the sisters from the congregation have collected information on roughly 100 alleged miracles of the blessed Italian. The writings will be made into a book in the future. It will include the alleged healing of a child who suffered from malaria in Zambia. Even though the boy's mother wasn't Catholic, she asked a nun to pray for her son. The book will include other possible miracles that range from physical healings to overcoming moral difficulties. Blessed Fusco was born in 1839 in Angri, which is located in southern Italy. At the age of 11, he decided to be a priest to help others. Once he was ordained, his first assignment was to help underprivileged children from his hometown. The priest was known for walking along the streets of his town, looking for the poor and offering them help. He would offer them food and education. From this mission, the Congregation of St. John the Baptist was born. Mother Lena Pontano from the San Giovanni Sisters said, "At one point, he felt a deep responsibility for the poor children of his hometown. There were many of them because parents would take off and go to work, leaving kids out on the street. Then he said, 'If these kids grow up without an education or support, they will bring down society. But if I help them, educate them, and guide them, they will be the strength and happiness of society.' Despite some difficulties, he managed to carry out his work successfully. Currently, the congregation has 800 sisters in 17 countries. The congregation is devoted primarily to the education and care of the youth. Soon it will open yet another convent and support centre in Romania." And briefly, the Church of Santa Sophia in Nicaea, where the Ecumenical Council of 787 took place, has in recent days, under the orders of the government, become a mosque. Now it's feared that a great Christian basilica in Istanbul, also named Santa Sophia, will also be transformed into a mosque. That's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.